Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
December 20th, 1967. Work it out. Here we are, the five of us plus two more. We have our assigned positions on this craft of destruction. Robert is the driver, known as a coxswain, which is short for coxswain, a Navy term for boat driver. Gomer, the engineman, and he keeps the boat running. He also will be responsible for shooting four different machine guns, and he will shoot all four at the same time.
How? You got two arms, two legs? How are you shooting four?
There was two machine guns on each side, one forward and one aft of the well deck. Remember, there's 3,000 rounds belted to them?
Yes.
When you shoot a machine gun, you are supposed to just shoot two, three, four, five, max six rounds at a time. Pause. That gives the gun a few split seconds to start cooling off, and then shoot two to six again. Well, Gomer would pull the trigger until the barrel got red hot and walk away from that machine gun. When he walks away from that machine gun does not stop shooting. It just keeps shooting. And it just kind of shoots where it wants to.
Wow.
And he would get all four going that way and then go down and hide between the engines to stay safe.
Goodness.
When ceasefire was called, he would have to come out and rip off the belt of ammunition to stop it from shooting and then take the barrel off, throw it away, and put a new one on.
Wow.
We carried a lot of spare barrels,
I'm sure
too.
You did. Wow.
So that's how he would do that.
Okay. It's possible.
It is possible.
Okay.
Not recommended.
No.
Now, there is Frank, who is on one 50 caliber machine gun mount, and there's Roger Dodger up on the 20 millimeter cannon. One guy is the other 50 caliber gunner, and one is the boat captain. That leaves me, but what am I? Who am I? I am known as the radio man. I maintain the communications between us and the world around us. I am a kid in a man's world. I am a man in an unknown world. Talking on the radio sounds simple enough, but it is time to add a major multiple catch 22. Daily life on the boat is noisy, and being in a gun battle is noisier. We have headsets and microphones available, so we can talk to each other like they do in those planes and war movies. I have a headset with earphones and a microphone for talking on three different radios. I was never trained on how to talk on all of them at the same time. Only moms know how to talk to three people, kids, at the same time and understand all the conversations. Let's talk about the radios. With a total of three, I need to monitor or talk with our River Division boats, the River Squadron Commander, supplemental boats, the Army unit we are supporting, the support units who are supporting us, the support units who are supporting the Army, including helicopters, Army and Navy, including planes, Army and Navy, and sometimes even Air Force, artillery units, and even Navy ships. The math of multiple headsets and people to communicate with far outnumbers the boat or this radioman's capabilities. If you don't want to work, you shouldn't have hired on. It is just about time for us to go to work. You do what you have to do to get done what needs to be done. It doesn't matter if it's fun. Why walk when you can run? And don't take a knife to a gunfight. Win, and then decide who is right. December 22nd, 1967. First operation. We have just got back from our first operation. It started on the 20th of December, and today's the 22nd. Three River Division groups of boats, along with three infantry battalions, have been out for about looking for Charlie. That's what we call the VC, Viet Cong, the enemy. A River Division 111 Alpha boat hit a mine. That boat had a crew of five. Three got wounded, and one lost his life. Charlie avoided direct contact with the riverine forces. We did get to practice a little bit of shooting because we were in a free fire zone. That kind of location is where you can shoot when you want, whether or not you're being shot at. Gomer demonstrated how he could get all four machine guns shooting. We have been told to only shoot a few sporadic rounds at a time unless you have a direct target. But that was not the way Gomer did it. Gomer knew that if he shot several hundred rounds continuously until the barrel got extremely hot, the weapon would fire without the trigger being pulled. That's called cook-off rounds.
And do you know, was he trained in that? Or did he just learn this by accident?
He was not trained in it.
So, and you were not trained in the radio.
Gomer was being Gomer.
Okay. I kind of like him.
We'll be learning a lot more about Gomer.
Good.
Trust me, a lot more. Have you ever seen four machine guns firing without anyone controlling them? It is a strange sight because the barrels fly around in any direction they can. Of course, afterward, the barrels have to be thrown away and then replaced. We have plenty of spare barrels for all weapons, and many got thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
No questions on that one?
What kind of baffles me, maybe scares me a little, is that you were not trained like to the point where you felt confident in your mission. You're going to be on the radio and this is what you're going to be doing. As a mama, I would want to know my kid has everything he needs to get his job done and do it well and do it safely.
I believe they trained us as much as they could at the time. The Riverine Force was a brand new unit in Vietnam. Mm. They being the hierarchy, didn't even know how it was going to operate. And they certainly didn't know the future of what would be needed and required.
Okay.
So they trained us on being able to talk on basically three radios, three frequencies, monitoring all at the same time. But even that in and of itself was difficult. But trying to switch frequencies and listen to several conversations on one radio was a humdinger.
And so I imagine with these headphones, you were talking about the noise levels. And, you know, we live in the 21st century. We have no noise-canceling headphones. You know,
yeah.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
But even though you had headphones, I'm sure it was still difficult to hear probably very important information you needed.
You're correct, but somehow God has created a wonderful being in us that we can multitask and focus, like the mom who can hear three different kids talking at the same time
mm-hmm.
and pick up on all three conversations. We're capable of doing that. We just aren't required to do it very often.
I see.
And you can actually see it all the time. If you watch law enforcement shows where they're inside the car with the police officer, he's sitting there talking, and while he's talking, he is listening to the radio. He is also listening to the surroundings, and he's observing all of it at the same time. He may be looking down an alley, talking on the radio, and to a rider, and hearing noises that aren't right in an alley on the other side of the street, and you just do it.
Incredible.
It ends up coming naturally.
So amazing what you can do when you have to.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very good.
Well, it's about time for Christmas to roll around.
Mm. First Christmas away. You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroad Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center on Facebook.